We begin, though, tonight with the trial of a doctor who ran what authorities describe as a house of horrors, a filthy medical clinic in Philadelphia that for years performed illegal abortions on mostly poor patients. What allegedly happened inside this abortion clinic called the Women's Medical Society could have been stopped if any number of state agencies had actually done their jobs. They didn't, and women and children paid the price. Dr. Garretts-Nell's untrained staff would allegedly induce labor, then he would kill otherwise healthy babies. It's gruesome to even think about, but he did it by snipping their spinal cords with a pair of scissors. Dr. Garretts-Nell was not certified as an obstetrician or a gynecologist and is now on trial on 8 counts of murder. He faces the death penalty. The evidence, which is presented in this grand jury report, 281 pages of it, is sickening. According to a police detective, Dr. Garretts-Nell stated that as many as 20% of the fetuses he aborted were probably older than 24 weeks. Page 5 of the grand jury report details the live delivery and killing of a 7.5-month-old baby, 7.5 months old, big enough, the doctor allegedly said, to, quote, walk me to the bus stop. Page 5 of 281 pages. There is more on every page detailing the unlicensed, untrained staffers, including a 15-year-old, hired as an intern who ended up medicating patients and even assisting with abortions. Now, the report also lays out the government agencies that have been given warning signs about Dr. Garretts-Nell's clinics, some of them dating back decades. Now, this story has not received the kind of media attention that one might expect, and that's become part of the story as well. We're going to talk about all of that in a moment with our senior legal analyst, Jeffrey Toobin, and others who have been covering this story for a long time. But first, and this isn't easy to watch, more on what allegedly happened inside that clinic. Dr. Garretts-Nell's abortion clinic is now closed, but the allegations of what happened inside are shocking. Babies allegedly murdered after induced labor.
The baby had been born and was on a cold steel table and murdered by taking scissors and putting them into the neck and then severing the spinal cord. So this is just homicide. It's murder.
A scathing grand jury report alleges 72-year-old Dr. Kermit Garretts-Nell and his staff likely murdered hundreds of babies with what he called, quote, snippings to ensure fetal demise. Accurate records, however, were never kept, so Dr. Garretts-Nell is only accused of murdering 7 babies born alive as late as 8 months into pregnancy. The same report also details a litany of gory health violations where he overdosed his patients with dangerous drugs and perforated their wombs and bowels. This woman, who had an abortion performed by Garretts-Nell, believes she contracted a serious infection from deplorable condition.